there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, everyone? Tara Roberts here with Fantasy Pros, and today we are talking the 10 worst picks from the 2023 NFL Draft. Before we get started, be sure to like this video and subscribe to Fantasy Pros across all platforms. Now let's go ahead and dive right in. Number 10, Bijan Robinson, running back, Atlanta Falcons. Let me preface this with a disclaimer. This is one of my favorite landing spots from a fantasy football perspective. Atlanta has one of the most aggressive run offenses in the NFL. We witnessed multiple times where the offense had zero business running the ball and refused to deviate from the run. Arthur Smith has a consistent track record and isn't going to change. And Bijan should be an absolute menace in that offense. But from a real football perspective, the pick might have been a huge mistake. Atlanta has been steadily focused on stacking offensive talent at the top of the draft year after year with Kyle Pitts, Drake London, and now Bijan Robinson. But a running back, even the most elite running back, is not going to help them make a leap to be a contender. They probably should have gone another direction. Number 9, Zach Charbonnet, running back, Seattle Seahawks. I love Zach Charbonnet as a prospect. He's a three-down back that would have thrived on a team where he was the featured back. So it's not the player or even the pick position that I dislike about this pick. And it's also not that Seattle shouldn't have drafted a running back. They definitely could afford to add depth behind Kenneth Walker. But that's the problem. Kenneth Walker. Seattle just invested in Walker in the second round of the 2022 draft. Walker and Charbonnet actually profile very similarly, so it's not as if Seattle drafted a complementary back. Charbonnet is an excellent value pick, but I just don't see where his contribution pushes Seattle to the next level, now or even 2 years from now. It's clear to me that Seattle wasn't drafting for current positional needs, but rather taking the best available talent that was the highest on their draft board, with both this second round pick and the first round pick with Jackson Smith and Jigba. And that's a fine strategy, but I would have preferred to see Seattle go another direction and hold off on running back with a position being so deep. Number 8, Jaden Reed, wide receiver, Green Bay Packers. I'm struggling to wrap my head around the Packers' choice of Jaden Reed as the 50th overall pick. I can understand what they see in Reed and how Reed fits into their offense, likely as a slot receiver, but the pick location is a huge reach. There were several other higher-graded receivers available, including players that profile specifically as a slot receiver, like Josh Downs. Receiver was definitely a position of need, and with the Packers drafting Lucas Van Ness in the first round, round two seemed like an absolute lock for wide receiver. So I'm 100% on board with the Packers' strategy and positional need. But Reed in the second is an undeniable reach, and it could come back to haunt the Packers, who have a history of passing on high upside receivers. Number 7, Jonathan Mingo, wide receiver, Carolina Panthers. The Packers weren't the only team that made an interesting value reach at wide receiver. Jonathan Mingo was a peculiar reach for the Panthers to take at pick 39. much like the Packers, the Panthers absolutely needed to draft a wide receiver. No question about that. The Panthers signed free agent veterans Adam Thielen and DJ Chark and have several young receivers on the roster, but they needed to draft a high upside receiver to grow with their new quarterback, Bryce Young, and potentially serve as the wide receiver one. Mingo is a strong receiver with size at 6'2", 220, and he definitely plays to that strength. Perhaps the Panthers' aggressive reach for him was because they specifically wanted a big body receiver and preferred that fit versus taking the higher graded options. But I still think that they could have gotten better value out of that early second round pick and targeted Mingo later. Number 6, Will McDonald IV, Edge, New York Jets. The Jets swapped first round picks with Green Bay in exchange for Aaron Rodgers, and that swap from 13 to 15 might have had a bigger ripple effect than expected. The Jets were mocked pretty much by every single draft analyst to pick an offensive lineman, their top position of need. But the Pittsburgh Steelers traded and jumped them to draft Broderick Jones, leaving the Jets in a difficult position where there was no strong choice at offensive line. The Jets selected Will McDonald, and while McDonald is extremely talented, the Panthers reached on a risky pick. McDonald is undersized at the position and has to bulk up. It's possible that he could, and it's also possible that he could overcome his size. But for such a stacked defense, it just seems like an unnecessary pick. Number 5, Brenton Strange, tight end, Jacksonville Jaguars. With Brenton Strange, I just can't advocate for picking a player in a non-position of need when he couldn't possibly be the highest graded player on your draft board at that time. It's possible the Jags wanted to invest in a young tight end like Strange, with Evan Engram playing on a franchise tag and possibly being too expensive to sign next year if he has another standout year. But in round 2, at the end of a tight end run, poor choice. The Jags should have one of the top offenses heading into the 2023 season and have ample receiving threats for Trevor Lawrence. Their dramatic playoff victory showcased that. If the Jags want to make a leap to a true contender, they need to reinforce their defense. There were viable options on the board, and I just flat out don't like this pick. Number 4, Luke Schoonmaker, tight end, Dallas Cowboys. When Dallas let Dalton Schultz exit in free agency, we all knew they were taking a tight end in the draft. Many draft analysts mocked top prospect Michael Mayer to the Cowboys because he profiles perfectly for their system. With such a deep class and teams utilizing tight ends in a wide variety of ways, the first tight end coming off the board could have literally been one of several players. Dalton Kincaid came off the board first to Buffalo, an excellent fit for their system. Sam Laporta came off the board second to Detroit, a surprising pick, but it does fit their system. Michael Mayer went off the board to Las Vegas, excellent pick. Green Bay selected Luke Musgrave, and Dallas was left missing the boat completely on the top prospects, and they selected Luke Schoonmaker with the 58th overall pick. With an offense that's been so reliant on the tight end position, you would think they would have made sure to grab one of the top prospects with a more proven receiving profile. Instead, they reached at the end of a tight end run, and I just can't get on board with this one. Number 3, Jahmyr Gibbs, running back, Detroit Lions. This pick is a tough one for me, because I completely understand both sides. We have seen a positional value shift at running back, and to see two running backs go in the top 12 was jarring, let alone one of those running backs being a size risk that many don't believe has the capabilities to be a three-down back. So for that reason, Detroit's pick of Jahmyr Gibbs at number 12 lands on this list. It's clear what the Lions have in mind for Gibbs. They view him as a one-for-one upgrade from DeAndre Swift. Swift's 2022 usage was erratic and underwhelming, but in 2021, Swift had an excellent start to the season before getting derailed by injuries. The Lions want a running back as an explosive receiving threat out of the backfield, and Gibbs is the perfect fit for that. It was just a big reach to draft him so early with so much talent on the board defensively, a big area of need for the Lions. The reason why I won't put this as the worst pick of the draft is because there was a strong chance that Gibbs would not be available at pick 18 for them. Gibbs was viewed as an elite, top-tier prospect and high on several other teams' draft boards. And there is no one-for-one option to draft later. If the Lions wanted a player like Gibbs, technically they had to take him there. And as a side note, I do love this from a fantasy perspective, and Gibbs is one of my favorite prospects in the entire draft. But even I can admit, this was a reach. Number 2, Jack Campbell, linebacker, Detroit Lions. Let's stick with the Lions, but jump to defense and talk about the Detroit Lions' 18th overall pick. I mentioned that the Lions had to address defense. Their offense was one of the best in the league, but their defense struggled to stop anyone. Draft analysts expected the Lions to address defense in the first, but definitely not with linebacker Jack Campbell. No offense to Campbell. He's a top prospect at the position. But his grade was mid to late second round, so the 18th overall pick was just an unquestionable reach. Following up the Gibbs pick with Campbell was a first round combination that no one could predict. Gibbs and Campbell are talented, and these picks, they could definitely pay off. But compared to the first round, it's tough to justify the picks. The Lions really struggled early on in the draft. Number 1, Jake Moody, kicker, San Francisco 49ers. This feels like low-hanging fruit, but drafting a kicker in the third round was certainly a choice. Moody is an excellent prospect, showing great accuracy and a big leg, with his longest completed field goal coming from 59 yards. What's not to love? And he should be an immediate favorite to win the starting position for the 49ers. They're a highly competitive team and typically a lock for the playoffs, and you can always use a reliable kicker in those high-pressure moments. But kicker is a volatile position, and even when drafting a highly graded prospect, it's very easy to miss and not extremely predictable. And if a kicker fails as a prospect, that's it. There's no redemption past that. The third round is just too aggressive for this pick.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.